Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 31st of May, 2024, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. I'm going to ask my audience to forgive me for today. For most of today's show, we're going to be not talking sports. We're going to be talking a bit about what happened yesterday. But what I really want to talk about is this thing. When the FNM administration announced they're going to have a snap election, I went into election mode and I designed a questionnaire for the purpose of engaging political candidates in a public forum about their candidacy, their plans, their aims in the future. Very few candidates and politicians took me up on that offer. I mean, a minuscule number of candidates. The three questions I wanted to ask, the two I think are important at this moment. The first and most important question is pointed primarily to the leader of the party, but to all candidates as they will function in a leadership capacity in some aspect, even if they are not the leaders of the party they're representing. And the question was a particular statement to the Prime Minister: how will you cause and compel your political colleagues, the civil service that serves on your behalf, politicians, ordinary Bahamians, and residents in the Bahamas to discipline themselves and to help moderate the behavior of other people? Of all of the scandals and turmoil and dysfunction that has arisen within this Davis administration, one singular issue arises in every situation: is the Prime Minister's inability to cause state actors and his colleagues and ordinary Bahamians to moderate themselves, to be disciplined, to operate with self-control, to practice spatial awareness constantly, because those are the small tools, critical thinking, the spatial awareness, the empathy, that people use to moderate their own behavior. The second question is, how will you balance your various obligations that arise in your capacity as a leader or member of government? How do you balance your obligation to the Constitution with your obligation to the party that nominates you, with your obligation to the parliament that you will sit in, your obligation to the PM and the executive, the cabinet, if you become a cabinet minister, your obligation to your constituents, your obligation to the people of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas as a whole, and your obligation to self and the principles that you hold dear to you? I think those are two of the most important questions that we, the electorate, have to ask of those that volunteer to lead us. Over and over again, We are seeing instances of state actors that don't seem to understand the job description. I'm going to read through the two articles in today's paper. And a couple of articles from yesterday's paper. But I want to put to the audience, has the Davis administration, has the prime minister caused or compelled state actors, civil servants, his colleagues, Bahamians, and residents in the Bahamas, and even tourists that you invite here by the millions to discipline themselves and moderate their behavior? Has Brave been able to do it? And I throw a question out there, say yes or no. Tell me, do you agree, yes or no, that the biggest issue that Brave Davis and the Davis administration has before him is to cause and compel Bahamians to moderate their behavior and discipline themselves? At the very end of the show, we're going to be talking a bit about sports, but I think this is a very important discussion this morning. And I want to start it off with, I guess, an explosive statement. You could tell me yes or no, whether you agree or disagree as well. Those that do not adhere to the Westminster system cannot demand honor. Those that do not adhere to the Westminster system cannot demand or command honor. The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. Toll-free number. The 242-300-5720 is toll-free for Family Island residents. Text line is always 422-GR96, 422-4796. Is the biggest task for the Prime Minister of the Bahamas that he must cause and compel Bahamians and residents to discipline themselves? Producer, I see we got a caller on the line. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Aaron. I hope you're doing well.
I am, thank you.
You know, Aaron, you know, the Christie administration was toppled, was decimated because of the same type of attitude that Mr. Brave Davis, who need to take this brave out of his name, because he is definitely not brave. Mr. Wayne Monroe, he's going to call this government. And you know, when the Bahamian people say they're tired, they don't care whether you're good, bad, or you're ugly, or you're indifferent. The whole kit and caboodle, everybody, they can try to get rid of everybody. Mm-hmm. Whether you're a good MP, or half good, or three quarters good, or whatever. The prime minister needs to. He needs to show the country who is running this country. Is he running this country with his, or these people are doing whatever they want to do? This high-ranking civil servant, or whom I've heard some very, very disturbing reports from. I understand from a reliable person that he threatened them that they will never get their promotion, which they are deserving of for the last 10 years. And, you know, when you make that kind of statement, you are saying that you are, what, sacrosanct? And I really, Aaron, I would like to see the backside of him. And I hope, and I know the FNM say that they will govern for everybody, but some people don't need to be in your administration, because Mr. Wilson has proven himself that he is very, I'm looking for a word, narcissistic or whatever it is, and that he believed that he runs the financial department down by the Ministry of Finance. Mr. Davis needs to rein in his people, man, to show that he's running, because, you know, the people form the leaders, you know.
Absolutely. Caller, before we go, would it be fair to say that we are, that would it be fair to say that there's no need to single out one individual, that there are many instances within this administration where similar behavior has manifested? Is it, yeah, right? I want to take the focus off of one person and look at the culture that, perhaps drives the behavior.
We have seen this right across the board. Okay, there was this first incident with Colby Davis, okay? There was no clarification on that. Minister Keith Bell, it wasn't until all of this, the behavior really started.
Still no clarity on that.
You know, and just one thing right after the other, with this New Day government, man. I mean, you have to be a strong leader. I mean, I don't support Dr. Minutes. At least Dr. Minutes had the gumption or the balls to remove people who he felt was not performing or who was, you know, bringing the government or the party in this
repute. Thank you, caller. Thank you very much for your contribution. I appreciate it. Let's go to the next caller, producer. Oh, sorry, caller. I was right on the button. Got another caller pop right in, producer. I'm going to go to the phone line. I mean, and I'm going to say this. We are obviously having this conversation because of what transpired yesterday. But I think it's an opportunity to expand the conversation beyond this singular point. Good morning, caller. Still there? Good morning, caller.
Good morning. How are you doing, Aaron?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Listen, I know one of your pet peeves is always traffic. And so I'm wondering here, this new move by the government, what was the impetus to put this, I think they say it's road traffic, down here in the middle of the highway? I mean, this seems to be a regressive move.
This desperation.
Not serve the general populace.
Desperation is what it is.
Yes. Well, what could be the impetus for such a backward decision?
A lack of coordination and a lack of forecasting, right? Somebody should have seen this as a potential issue they would face a long time ago. Right? Anybody who was working road traffic in the stadium should have been in like relocation mode. They should have known that at any moment we will be called to relocate.
Yeah, Ms. Green, because I don't know how long this move has happened, but I mean, it's just started and it's already a major inconvenience to the traveling public. Particularly in the mornings and the afternoon rush hour. I mean, it is not conducive to the facilitation of
business.
The public.
It becomes an obstacle to the effective and efficient movement of goods, people,
exactly,
and services. It is the one of the foundational pillars of the economy, and it's why I'm glad that you brought up traffic, because that is a particular instance. Like, put the real politics aside. If we look at traffic, then this question becomes far clearer. Has the Prime Minister caused and compelled Bahamians to discipline themselves, tourists to discipline themselves, state actors to discipline themselves? Well, let's look at it. Tourists left, right, and center on all of these ATV and scooter and Jeep doing the most foolishness. There are no road signs. There are no signs indicating what the laws are, how they differ from where you are from. Nothing. Then we go we call the commercial drivers, right? There's nobody policing taxis, limo services, liveries. Some of them are nice. The majority of them think that they have been deputized as essential services and they could do whatever they want. The jitneys, There's a handful of excellent jitney drivers. Then there is a pocket full of rogues that need to be removed from the road. Then there are the people in the red plates and the black plates and the police vehicles.
And the ones with no plates.
Listen.
Plenty of them with no plates.
Sir, yesterday, coming from, was it King or Duke Street onto Cumberland, right? We are at our red light. Our light turns green. 1 second, 2 seconds, a police truck runs the red light on Blue Hill Road with their flashing lights on. And then I realize in that split second that they don't realize that it's daytime and their flashing lights does not have the same effect as it does at night. They almost killed us. And then somebody would have said, well, you didn't see the emergency vehicle? And then I would have had to said no, because you refuse to remove the blockade that sits at the median between was King and Duke, Blue Hill Road, and Cumberland, that is a barrier to traffic. So when people are running the light, you cannot see that they are running the light until they hit your car. All of these issues I point out are a series of problems that arise because the Prime Minister demands that the buck stops with him, but he refuses to follow his obligation to ensure that everybody is doing what they're supposed to do. Imagine months after the killing of a Defense Force officer at Government House is brought to court, I'm watching staff who renovating Government House jumping over the wall to buy snacks from the boy in the median who's blocking the traffic.
Oh, my. So many persons wouldn't understand how these, I mean, the simple things like traffic goes to the core of our governance.
Absolutely.
I mean, discipline goes to the core of governance. And when you see government is participating in, like I said, if I bring it back to my initial point, I see cars without license plates.
Yep.
I mean, there are many cars without license plates. So, I mean, you have policymakers who drive the JFK, and they can't see that they are creating a problem with the traffic there, then I don't know what to say.
Absolutely. The things that they do for the paycheck, they are able to divorce them from the realities of the lack of production. But, caller, I got some more callers on the line.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Right.
Producer, let's go to the next call. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning.
Morning, ma'am.
Is this Ms. Green?
It is, ma'am. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I just heard a report on at 10 o'clock.
Yes.
That spoke to a an increase in COVID cases.
Okay.
And I wondered whether that was current or a reporting that came on by in error.
I'm going to ask my producer. Producer, is that a new clip, a newly produced clip? I'm going to ask my producer when I get a message, a word back from him. I will share that on air. But can I ask your concern?
My concern is that if there is an increase in COVID and the hospital is at its max in terms of handling it, then there needs to be a greater awareness of what's happening.
Absolutely. Thank you. I understand. If there is an uptick, an increase in local COVID cases, we must be aware and concerned because of the impact on the healthcare infrastructure.
Absolutely.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Absolutely. On a break, I'm going to ask my producer.
All right.
Mr. Nuri, good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing today?
I am good, thank you. I'm about to go to the text line.
I hear your rant early outside. I'm a little uneasy with it, and I said, perhaps you need to meet me outside. I want you to meet me outside because I have something in my back trunk for you.
I could be honest with you. Anything you could give me outside, you could give me on air in front of this mic.
No, too much cameras here. Because I won't row in public like this in front of cameras. I will have to go outside and have you meet me outside.
Sometimes it's best for rows to take place in public.
So everybody can see?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because, see, community is supposed to moderate, right? That's why you do it in the public, because community in and of it inherently moderates our behavior. When we are in community with each other, the rules are supposed to change. Producer, let's go to the phone line before Anuri start rowing me for real. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Good morning.
Miss Green.
Yeah, turn the yeah, good stuff.
You can hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good day to Mr. Neri Papi. You know, I hear the recording, at least I was listening to it live on the news yesterday with the financial secretary, and he talk about a history with the reporter. It's so sad. Now we have a history of different from Madam President of the Teachers Union and the Umbrella Union, Melinda Wilson calling it Dwight Strong Show this morning. Thanks for her history, documented history, experience with Mr. Simon Wilson, the financial secretary. We have
Papa, do me a favor. The phone line, for some reason, has just become...
I know you.
Okay, there we go. Your phone line has started breaking up, but you clearly...
Oh, you can hear me better now?
Yes, sir.
What was the last thing I was trying to tell you? Say, listen to Melinda Wilson
this
morning.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling Dwight Strong about the history, documented history, what she had with Simon Wilson as the financial secretary in a meeting up there, the way he conducted himself. And something needed to come out of this, and this shouldn't be sweep underneath the rug. And I say now, what we listened to live on the news yesterday, on the TV, is a history now of Simon Wilson, you know, and it clearly proves that the way he conducts himself, either, I don't know if it goes far to say it's anger management, but I like the way you put it. You say this is a bigger picture than just Simon Wilson. It's just the attitude of this administration, and we have a lot of examples, and I think it's sad to say because the Prime Minister is a little different than the Prime Minister, I mean the gentleman, Brave Davis, who we know before he became Prime Minister. So this even with him, with how they dealing with situations, and you know, people talk about them thinking they own the media and could buy the media and the way. But Simon Wilson, I thought this was, I know this bigger than Simon Wilson, but these officials are trained. They are trained to do this.
Even if you aren't trained, if you adhere to the manual, if you adhere to the manual, the rules protect you.
Yeah, and live on TV, it should be some kind of discouragement from really showing your true colors. But like I tell you, Melinda Wilson, that wasn't live on TV, and she gave the example today on Dwight Strong's show. I think what should happen, right, although I don't expect the Prime Minister to do anything, right, I think the gentleman, for some reason, he needs to take a break. He dealing with our money. You can imagine someone make him angry. People done talking about how long this take to get paid when they wait for government or whatever. This one saying they was promised this in agreement, this union, the next union. Suppose it seems like if we have a personal problem with you, we talk about history with the reporter. I believe we need to look at this carefully. I don't know who's the deputy or the assistant financial secretary, but it don't sound good saying fire someone, but he need to resign. He need to pass in his resignation. He sent an apology letter. In the letter, what it say, it doesn't show that what he's doing on TV is a different person than what he says the kind of person he is.
Well,
I hope they don't do nothing to the reporter. I hope the reporter just be, you know, more, I don't know if to say professional the next time he asks him questions, but I think he was representing with the beam and people going through this. What the reporter was talking about is the same thing. With the first time I ever hear about it is you and Nuri talking about it, but this new carrier company or this company would take over for things were coming into the government. Must he give them some kind of, I call it quick pro quo. Keep up the good work. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you, Papa. Thank you, Papa. It is an unfortunate incident. It's unfortunate for many reasons because I think at this point the Davis administration has to decide whether it's going to take a firm stance against violence.
And I hear you, and I appreciate what you're saying. But there's two points. It's two prongs. One, combative words and violence, like you indicated, in terms of especially being in public, is this a political, because remember you spoke about this.
Yeah,
even
pause.
No, we go row.
There is nothing that a reporter can do. Hold on. There's nothing that a reporter can do outside of launching a physical attack against somebody that warrants what we saw yesterday.
But I'm not even speaking on
I'm
that.
Not even entertaining all of these people who is talking about calling a man a liar.
Speaking on that.
Calling a man a liar warrants that type of behavior. You know, Aaron, how many people have called me a dirty sissy? And I can't look back because I'm a decent human being that operates with integrity.
That, like I was saying before, it has two prongs. And one prong, what you said, is whether there is a violent speech
But it's a culture of bullying, a gang and bully culture within politics generally.
Aaron, I accept that, Aaron, but that's two prongs. I say I accept that. I move on from that, but I say I accept that. My thing is the JDL, cargo
management
contract,
issue. Right.
Right. There's need to be a spotlight on that. The reporter asks a question saying that there's misinformation or there wasn't the same information you initially said. You have corrected or it continues to change or the information is incorrect. That needs to be highlighted. What the question was asked was not answered. Again, what the question the reporter asked was not answered.
Absolutely.
That needs to be highlighted. Someone needs to go back on that bandwagon and pose the question again to financial secretary. Why the flip-flopping?
The financial secretary had an opportunity. No, he had an opportunity to answer the question. Now the minister of finance must speak. Hold on. Now the prime minister must speak in his capacity as minister of finance. It's no more going back to the financial secretary. He had an opportunity to answer the question. And he didn't. He chose to say 15 plus times something absolutely irrelevant to the question. For those who are following or want to follow the issue that sits at the center of this matter that we're talking about, here are some of the headlines starting from the 6th of June, 2023. Government eyes air freight terminal outsourcing. Another article, air freight terminal disgrace set for $25 million transformation. Air freight operators fret as new cargo fee yet to arrive. $25 million air freight firms links to gaming boss. Special license to access air freight terminal rattles couriers. Pintard hits out as operations to begin. Pintard criticizes impending launch of cargo and facility management deal with JDL. And these stories will stretch from the 6th of June to the 1st of March. There are a couple of stories that I don't have in front of me in my notes, but what I will say with confidence is there is a complete lack of clarity from the state actors and what they are saying about this process. What is actually happening, why it's happening. There's a complete lack of clarity there.
Like I was saying before, it's two prongs. That is an important prong to have that question answered. And of course, the culture with the themes of aggression within the Progressive Party as a culture.
The political class as a whole. I don't want it to just sit with the PLP. I don't want people to make
PLP
it a partisan.
Right now.
No. This is an important point.
But then you
have
given an example of the FNM or the DNA or the COI.
Okay, definition of the DNA is the unfortunate matter with Fain Thompson when he said he's at the meeting and the people then almost break his arm. With the FNM, we have these generals warring and attacking each other in front of the building. I mean, the examples are in the public domain.
Yes. But all of this needs to be discussed. Whether this is a part of Bohemian culture, that we are a violent people, and this is why it plays out into our political culture, because we can't help ourselves, or whether this aggression is a personal one that needs to be addressed by an individual. Say, hey, you have an issue and you need to solve it.
Let's stop doing that. Oh, it seems like they have a personal problem. They cannot have a personal problem in the office of the prime minister. It becomes now a national problem. It has to be dealt with by the mechanisms that govern the space that they are in. And I am emphasizing this. I'm glad you asked me to row you this morning. I am emphasizing this because even the presumption, the suggestion that someone lied, because that's all, right? That somebody lied. People are spinning it to say, well, he called him a liar.
Is there a difference between lie and liar?
Of course there is.
What's the difference between a lie? You say you lied just now and you're a liar.
A liar is someone that manifests that shows a pattern of behavior. A liar is a pattern of behavior. Somebody could tell a lie. They could tell a lie inadvertently. And that is what I had expected. That's what I had expected in the response from the FS, that if I misspoke, it was inadvertently and not intentionally. That's what I expected.
But surely someone has a right to respond if they're being provoked.
Not with violence. The response was just beyond. It's unprofessional. It's unethical. And given the strict legal definition of what an assault is, it's problematic. And the Prime Minister needs to deal
you
with
need
it.
To
in
give
fact,
me an example how that would be an assault. You're using all these big
Under the strict legal definition of assault, assault is putting someone in fear of imminent harm.
You believe?
So you don't have
you
to touch.
That happened? I'm asking. You believe it happened? You walk me through what you think happened.
I don't have to walk you through what I think happened. Y'all could go to the office of the Prime Minister's Facebook page and look at it yourself. Watch it with your own eyes. Like I
saw
I
the
did.
Financial secretary making his speech, answering questions, and then he was provoked. What did you see?
I saw someone calmly asking the FS questions, and I saw the FS unfortunately lose his cool and become more and more agitated. I don't want to go into it any further right now, but anybody who wants to see what I saw can go to the Office of the Prime Minister's Facebook page and watch the recording. And if it is no longer there, send me a note.
You ever downloaded it?
Send me a note. But it's an unfortunate circumstance. And unfortunately, the camera didn't lie. And I say that because the FS is an important person in the process of governance. Mm-hmm. And in particular, in this model of governance, even more important because of the institutional knowledge that individual has about governance over the last couple of decades. How do you extract that knowledge from him for the purpose of running the government? The politics always getting in the way of the governance. Good morning, caller. Sorry. Yeah, let's go to the caller and then back to you, Neary. Sorry about that. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Mr. Neary.
Morning. How you do?
I'm fine, thank you. Listen, Aaron.
Yes, ma'am.
And listening to what happened with Mr. Wilson, right? I don't feel like he was provoked. It was a simple question that needed a simple answer. It seems to me, when I look at it, as if he has a problem with the gentleman who asked the question.
Absolutely.
Maybe if another reporter from another station, or he have a problem with the Guardian as a whole, another reporter from another station had asked that same question using the same words, it might have been a different response. It is probably a personal thing. And if we are looking for a response from our good Prime Minister, I don't think that will ever come, because Mr. Pintard has been waiting on response and others have been waiting on response. And we were waiting on answers to questions to be answered from him from he got there.
180
so
plus.
I'm not looking forward to one because I don't ever see one coming from him. I'm sorry that that's the road that I'm now taking concerning the Prime Minister.
Thank you, ma'am.
It seems like he never has an answer to anything.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Producer, pull up the next caller for me. Don't worry, Nuri. Coming to you. I got a text here that says, shouldn't the flag be half-mast in honor of the Honorable Loftus Roker?
The government or the general governor general tells when the flag is half-mast.
No, there are rules. There are rules that say when the flag is half-mast and the governor general announces it.
And okay, for this instance,
and see that's a
what
part of,
is the rule?
I'm not sure, but it's a state funeral. There are three levels of state funeral. I'm not sure which one requires half-mast.
See, my point is, I don't like people dictating to the government. you can be asking a question.
You okay with the Constitution dictating to the government?
The Constitution is the government.
Yeah, exactly then. Because so it's not the Governor General that makes the decision. It is the rule. And the rule is in the Constitution.
But what is the rule? So the Governor General will state, hey, the flag would be on half mast on this particular day. And then all of the Bahamian flags would go on half mast.
Let's talk about a lack of discipline, spatial awareness.
Yeah, go ahead.
Whenever someone of Cousin Loftus Roker's, and I give place, Cousin Loftus Roker's stature passes away, there should be, this is a moment for an explanation, what is supposed to happen in moments.
We that all the time.
Which
we know.
Good morning, caller. I appreciate
it. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you, sir. How you do?
My first thought after watching the video was of the young people, the guys who commit crime and things.
Mm-hmm.
If you say you're fighting crime, right, as a government, how can you have an official like that instigating violence and his inability to communicate? You understand? And that he has to resign, man. If you can't take the heat, you have to get out of the kitchen. That was totally unnecessary. He could have dealt with that, handled that very... He didn't even answer the question. All we heard was, you called me a liar. The man did not call you a liar. He said that you lied in the initial interview, which we all saw. And he is asking a question to explain what happened.
Thank you, caller.
Claire. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I tell you who I'm mad at. I'm mad at the other people in the room. I'm mad that somebody didn't step in after the seventh. You calling me a liar. Was it not obvious that the FS was in an unfortunate situation? I ain't beating up on the FS, you know. Everybody loses their cool. Everybody is human. Why didn't somebody step in a long time ago? Why didn't somebody understand their obligation as a member of the room to moderate what was happening in the room?
But that did happen, you know.
No, it took too long to happen.
In the initial, after the third, you calling me a liar,
mm-hmm.
The press secretary reminded the audience, remember, we are on live television.
Yeah, no, that's not...
Gentlemen, we are on live television. Any reasonable person, I mean, if you tell me that, I catch my senses quick. Yes, we are on live television. Let me stop. It was echoed twice by the press secretary. Gentlemen, we are on live television. What else you want to do? You wanted someone to go and hold him down? I mean, someone did have to hold people down. Thank God Helkes was there because... He didn't hold people down.
Producer, what a time for a break. Caller, I hope you appreciate the wisdom of the producer. He saw my mouth. I was about to say something.
Yeah.
We're going to a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to get to these last callers, a couple more texts, and maybe I can squeeze in some sports because, oh, my Timberwolves, like a crying pot cake.
We need a National Day of Conflict Resolution. How do we act?
That's a great idea. You're on the clock. We'll be right back.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
FNMs, Bahamians. The Free National Movement will hold its 2024 convention Saturday, June 1st, under the theme Forward Stronger at the Bahamar Resort. Beginning at 8 p.m., an informative and inspirational evening session will be held, where party leadership and other dynamic speakers will address the Bahamian people on the FNM platform and matters of national importance. Free National Movement 2024 convention, Saturday, June 1st. You don't want to miss it.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning. Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green. Let's go straight to the caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning to both of you in the studio, Sharon Johnson.
Morning,
can
morning.
Can I add a definition that we may overlook that exists within the Bahamian political realm, or maybe just in our realm? There's two individuals, right? They're liars and they're BSs. And there's a difference between the two. I don't know if you know the difference. A liar knows they're lying. A BS artist don't. And so we may have so many BS artists in this town, they don't even know when they're lying anymore.
Thank you, C. Allen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, I tell you one thing that we know is certain at this point in 2024. What we know is that it appears that not everybody's reading the manual. Not everybody has read the general orders from front to back. A lot of people don't know what the rules and regulations are that bound them and their work. We have a whole bunch of new politicians that don't know, yet they were elected to run the country. And we have a whole lot of new civil servants that don't know, and a lot of older civil servants that have been entrenched in a culture of it doesn't matter. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning.
This is an interesting topic once again. I would think that, you know, I don't think Rave have control over his cabinet or his party. Okay, because when I listened to what Mr. Kemp asked Simon, it didn't warrant for Simon to act ignorant on national television. Simon being in way difficult situations than that. Okay? Yeah, I'm in Uriah's history because I was a part of a program that I worked with government in 2012 on SMEDA for small development agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, at the end of the day, I think they just be too personal when it comes to the public office. I think Simon and them are starting to act as if they don't owe us no question, no answers. Even with the government, the Prime Minister's speech, I think he's being very misleading and deceitful because when you listen to when he announced the review for the public service, I got to swear, I thought he was giving every public service a raise the way he said it.
Mm-hmm.
But then he want to allocate $10 million to do an investigation assessment on salaries where when you have people working and being paid to do these things. That's human resources.
Wow, $10 million study.
I'm listening.
No, I'm saying, you're saying the study costs $10
million? Yeah, that's what they're paying for the review. $10 million allocating the budget for the review. $10
million. Wow.
$10 Okay. I asked the government 3 years ago, Aaron, again with this. If you go back to the UB event which the Prime Minister had about the National Development Plan.
Yes.
I asked a question. You know what they did to me, Aaron? They cut my mic off. If you go back to the question and answer period when they asked the Prime Minister, I was the one who they cut the mic off from, who was before the who asked the question after the guy talked about the government being the queerest government, and who asked the question before the lady came on and started arguing with the guy who asked the queerest government.
Mm-hmm.
That was what made headlines. That made important.
They like to do that. View. They
I
like
asked the Prime Minister, what was he going to do with the energy crisis that was looming? You know, mm-hmm. he laughed at me. He made me feel very bad, very disrespectful in front of the whole entire cabinet and the people that was in attendance. They cut my mic off. This is what I'm talking about. When people like ourselves want to now provide credible information, we are disrespected, and then we have to suffer with everybody else at the end of the day when we trying to show people vision.
Yes, sir.
Okay, go back and listen to what I tell them. Now, look at the problem we're in right now, 3 years later. Our governments are stuck in a mud. Their heads are in the sand like ostriches. And that's the problem. And because they think they're rich, because they think they may look good in a suit, they think that's what matters and that's what makes them great leaders.
Yes,
and it
sir.
Doesn't. And that's why we see them acting ignorant to be so professional and to be so rich.
Absolutely.
Have a good day while they continue to listen.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for your contribution. I have a text here that says, next time, don't smile when you call Simon a liar.
I don't smile at all. I don't smile at all. I have a text here says,
yes.
What occurred yesterday shows that we need a nationwide program on conflict resolution. I'm continuously admonishing my 7-year-old nephew to not hit back or shout out if someone offends him. he is supposed to tell a teacher in the case of the FS should not have reacted as such, but instead tell the Minister of Finance. By the way, where was the Minister of Finance? Should he be making the rounds to explain his budget? This is a jokey place.
Indeed, another text. My first thought is, what if our younger generation are watching this? You're trying to curb crime, but have out public officials threatening a reporter in public. Wow, he needs to resign. LOLCA, you're clowning again this morning. It's a form of political satire, apparently devised to pull the best out of me and teach me how to moderate my behavior. It's a great tool, and I appreciate it. Another text. Unfortunately, most persons are afraid of the likes of Mr. Wilson, who is used to such behavior. The lack of respect for others, even when Christie was prime minister, reprimanded top civil servant ASAP from the mayor of Grand Bahama. It seems like Wilson is the pseudonym, Minister of Finance, that behavior yesterday shows me that he is the boss. It was like he was under the influence of his ego or something. Again, I will say this, it was an unfortunate incident. And I say it's unfortunate because I could see what was happening as it was happening, and I wished that somebody had stepped in soon. And I mean literally, physically stepped into the space to break up what was happening and to moderate the energy in the room. Ms. Green, in reference to road traffic relocation, it was not based on traffic studies. We all know what time it is. Inconvenience to the public was not a consideration. I want you all to understand something. Like Hubert Minnis said, and I paraphrase, we prepared to trample on all y'all rights to keep y'all safe. Yeah? I mean, what he actually said is sometimes you have to ignore the Constitution to run the country. Yeah. I was also wondering why MOH is not reporting the surge in COVID cases. And you said PMH is overwhelmed with a surge of about 130 cases and a number in ICU with a number of young people dying. Producer, I beg you, I beg your favor. One quick headline. Mr. Newry, did you see this headline in the papers?
Which headline was that?
Man gets 20 years for kidnapping and rape of teen. This man, Lincoln Poitier, had kidnapped a young lady and tied her to a tree. And she had to escape. She escaped, fortunately, from the tree. Man gets 20 years for kidnapping and rape of teen. See, this is what we should be talking about, you know. We don't understand how crime works. We don't understand how social behavior operates. We don't understand how to moderate behavior, and thus we're going to have a hard time eradicating crime. You guys have a great day. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next. Let's remember, practice empathy, critical thinking, spatial awareness. And oh, Sister Breast Cancer. Sister, the Breast Cancer Group is downstairs until 12 o'clock. Dollar drive. For a dollar, you could get a breakfast sandwich and a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Come on down, drive, park
drive
a little
by
bit.
And just give a dollar.
Yeah, man.
Right past the Guardian news station.
Number 5 Carter Street, yeah. Opposite UB at the roundabout side. Yeah. You guys have a great day.